Vitalis for well-groomed hair, and Crochet, the hand lotion with the beforehand extra, bring you Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner. Listen, this is important to every woman. Get more from your hand lotion by getting Crochet. For Crochet is a different hand lotion with a beforehand extra. Crochet not only makes your hands feel softer and smoother, but Crochet's unique beforehand extra actually chap-proofs your hands, too. As long as Crochet is on your hands while you're doing dishes or while you're outdoors, your hands will be protected against that red, rough condition known as chapping, water chapping as well as weather chapping. And you can continue this protection during prolonged exposure by using Crochet frequently. So for softer, lovelier, chap-proof hands all the time, begin today to use Crochet.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Archie, the genial manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. And how are you this lovely evening, my good man? Huh? No, I ain't got the pip. But I got a new philosophy. You see, by being nice to others, I find it makes me happy. In other words, do unto others, and you will find the blue beard of happiness yourself. And it wouldn't hurt you none to practice what I preach, Duffy. Well, like with your wife, don't just walk up to her and tell her she's a big fat horse. Even if it's true. It'd be so much nicer to say, my dear, it ain't that you're so big. It's just that the house is so small. Well, certainly, Duffy, don't forget, all men is cremated equal, and they would like to be treated as such. Well, think it over. I'll call you back. I got some work here that I got to cheerfully do. Okay, Eddie, give me a pail of hot water and a mop, will you?
Well, you're going to take a bath?
No, I'm going to mop up the place now. Let me get to work here.
You? Going to work?
Is it such a surprise?
Well, up to now, it's been one of your hidden talents.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's all been changed, Eddie. I'm even going to help you to do your work. Now, hand me the mop.
Okay, but don't get too close to me.
Why not?
Well, whatever you got, I don't want to catch it. Look, how come you suddenly want to do my work?
Eddie, just because a guy wants to help people, do you have to be suspicious?
If the guy is you and the people is me, yes.
Eddie, I'll let you in on a secret. You see, I got a new philosophy. Considering others. You see, I've been taking an inventory of myself.
You have?
Yeah.
How much you short?
Look, I'm serious. If a guy is going to be happy in this world, he's got to help thy neighbor. He's got to be sweet, kind, considerate, and polite, and courteous.
Well, if you ask me...
Shut up, I'm talking. I find all you need to be happy is your health and a few good friends.
Mm-hmm. Counting all a lot on health, ain't you?
Why not? I just had a physical checkup from Dr. Conkle, and he said there was nothing wrong with me.
Nothing wrong, huh? Did he check your credit rating?
Okay, Eddie, slap me on the other cheek. You're still my friend. Now, please step aside while I mop the floor.
I sure wish I had known a little while ago you was going to mop the floor.
Why?
I got to put up bleachers and charge admission.
Say,
Archie. Oh, good evening, Miss Duffy, and how are you this evening?
Why don't you keep your big mouth shut?
About what?
About that advice that you gave Papa on the telephone.
All I told him was to be nice to your mother. What was wrong with that?
Plenty. In trying to be nice, he sneaked up behind Mama and put his arms around her. That's what started the trouble.
How come?
She hollered, Papa, come quick. There's a strange man in the house. So, one word led to another, and Papa wound up with a cracked skull.
Words can't crack a guy's skull.
They can when they're in a 2,000-page dictionary. You and your philosophy.
What's wrong with philosophy? Remember, philosophy is the one thing that makes man the superior, if not the equal of the beast.
Oh.
Oh,
Hello, Finnegan.
Well, I went down to the employment agency you sent me to.
Good. How'd you make out?
Well, they asked me a lot of questions and gave me a bunch of tests till I found out the thing that I was best suited for.
What was that?
Unemployment.
Finnegan, you can't make a career out of unemployment.
Maybe not, but it makes an awful nice sideline. But thanks for trying to help me, Art.
Well, Finnegan, your happiness is mine.
How are you,
fella? Oh, hello, Mr. Marino.
Hello, Joe. How's the wife and kids and Vitalis? Holy cow, I'm even being nice to a radio announcer. Joe, I heard your program tonight.
All right, we can do without the nasty cracks.
No, Joe, I was...
I know how your mind works. You were going to say, I heard your program under very unfavorable conditions. The radio was on.
Honest, Joe, that was the first...
I'm sick and tired of your insults.
Joe, I've changed. I was about to say, I think you're great. I even wrote a letter to the Vitalis people about you.
Oh, trying to get me fired, huh?
Not at all. My letter told them what a nice, soft voice you have.
I see. Trying to make them think I don't speak loud enough for people to hear what I have to say.
Joe, you got me wrong. I even told them how all the customers here in the tavern really love you, you know? How we in the tavern are all great fans of yours.
Oh, fine. Now they'll think all my friends are bums.
Look, Joe, you're making a mistake. I'm your pal. You see, I use Vitalis.
Well, what do you want, a medal? Lloyd Mangrum uses Vitalis. Craig Wood uses it. Gene Sarazen uses it.
Well, Joe, I just told you, I do, too.
Oh, and I suppose you think you're as good a golfer as they are.
Joe, I didn't say that.
No?
No.
So now I'm a liar.
Look, Joe, I'm a friend of yours. You've got no right saying things like that.
Now he's trying to tell me what I can say.
Look, Joe.
Listen, Arch, if I want to say the Vitalis 60-second workout helps stimulate the scalp and gives it a wonderful, refreshing, tingling sensation, and it also routs loose dandruff and helps check excessive falling hair, well, by George, I'm going to say it.
Now, look,
and
Joe.
If I want to say that Vitalis keeps your hair well-groomed, I'm going to say that, too.
Joe, not so loud. You're annoying the customer.
Oh, yeah? This is still a free country. I'd like to see you or anybody else stop me from saying that Vitalis tames down dry, hard-to-manage hair.
Okay, Joe. Go ahead and say it if it makes you happy. Go right ahead and talk about Vitalis to your heart's content.
Oh, so now you're trying to make me a blabbermouth.
Please, indulge yourself. Tell me about Vitalis. Go on, Joe. Please.
I'm not talking.
Ah, oh, come on, Joe. Say something.
Okay. Good night.
Dude, thank goodness I got a philosophy.
Look, Socrates. You're going to go on being nice to people because you ain't going to have a friend left.
Man, it's beginning to look that way. Hello? Who's this? Oh, Dr. Kunkel's nurse? I am, honey. Eddie, there are a couple of things in the kitchen I'd like to get to get after.
Yeah. A couple of things in the kitchen would like to get after me.
Well, Eddie, I'm insinuating that I'd like a little privacy here.
Oh, okay, friendly one.
Get on it. pardon the interruption, honey. Oh, hello, Dr. Conkle. doctor, did you get a report on me physical checkup? Well, how am I? Huh? I'm a what? A hypochondriac? No kidding. The worst case you've ever seen? Well, what can I do for it? Go up to the Catskills and get some peace and rest? But before I leave town, you want your money, huh? You'll give me 3 days? Just a minute, Miss Duffy. I'm talking to my doctor. Now, look, doctor. Huh? Well, how much time did you say I got? You only give me 3 days. Hmm?
3 days? Oh, poor Archie.
That's right. Look, Doc, you couldn't make that a week, could you? No, huh? Well, you say 3 days. 3 days it is. Thanks for calling.
Archie, the doctor only gives you 3 days?
Yeah, Miss Duffy, but I'd rather you didn't tell nobody about it, huh?
Archie, it'll be our secret. You have my word as a woman.
Thanks.
Hello, Billy. Did you hear about Archie? He only has 3 days to live. Yeah, 3 days. Oh, incidentally, I bought the darling his hat yesterday.
Miss Moran, you hear about Mr. Archie?
What?
He only got 2 days to live.
Colucci, did you hear about Archie? He only has 1 day to live.
Eddie, did you hear about Archie?
What?
He's dead. Just think. Poor Arch dead. Well, that's life.
Well, I suppose it's better to have lived and died than never to have died at all.
Eddie, I was just... Hello, gang. I said hello. Well, why don't somebody say something?
Hello, Miss Archie.
Hello, Archie.
Goodbye, Arch. I mean, hello.
Look, gang, I got some news for you. See, I spoke to my doctor, and well, it looks like I'm going on a little journey.
What a beautiful way to put it.
Archie, I want you to know that we're going to miss you.
Well, thanks, Miss Duffy, but I think it'll be a good thing to get away from the tavern, you know, kind of get close to the soil. What's the matter? I think I'm pretty lucky. Ain't everybody that can go away at this time of the year.
Yeah, it is a nice season for it.
By the way, I thought you were sort of a going away gift.
Oh, ain't that sweet? Lilies.
How do you feel, Archie?
Well, not so bad considering, but I'll be glad to get away. You know, the last couple of days I've had kind of a boxed-in feeling.
Well, naturally.
Look, fellas, if you'll excuse me, I ain't got much time, and I got a lot of plans to make. I'm trying to figure out what place I should go to.
You got a choice?
Yeah, but I ain't quite decided yet.
Ain't that kind of decided for you?
Not at all. I'm trying to figure out which place would be the least crowded.
Hey, got a housing problem there, too.
Sure, them places do big business all year round. Incidentally, gang, there'll be certain financial arrangements in connection with this little trip that,
financial arrangements?
Yeah, you know, a guy like me likes to travel first class, you know, in a private compartment. In other words, I don't want a lot of other people piled in with me.
Yeah, especially strangers.
Yeah, that's right. So, I was wondering...
How much money you need?
Well, it depends. I suppose I could cut expenses a little.
How?
Well, I could go sitting up. But it still takes a little dough, you know?
Excuse me, man, Miss Arthur.
Okay, Eddie.
Look, Finnegan, Miss Duffy.
Yeah.
The man needs a little money for a funeral.
I know what you're going to say, Eddie, and I think you're right. At a time like this, his friend should help him.
Yeah. But when you think of it, he ain't been such a bad guy.
Yeah, that's right. Besides, he might come back and put a price on it. how much will the funeral cost?
I don't know, but I'll put in a couple of dollars for the flowers.
Yeah, and I'll put in a couple of dollars towards the undertaker.
Well, I only got 2 bits, but at least it'll buy one of the handles.
Okay, let's tell him the good news. Mr. Archer.
Yes?
What I want to say is that we got together a little sinking fund for you.
Oh, gee. Thanks, fellas.
So we'd like you to take this money. It ain't much, but at least it'll be enough to cover you part of the way.
Ken, you know, this quickens me to the hilt. I really don't know what to say. Certainly am going to miss you all. Hey, maybe you'd like to come along with me.
Gosh, there's a limit to friendship.
Anyway, I want you to know I sure appreciate it. And another thing, I want you to know that I'm going to pay this money back. Every cent of it.
When?
As soon as I return.
You're coming back?
Well, of course.
Oh. Well, rap three times on the table so we'll know it's you.
Finnegan, what is all this nonsense? The way you people is acting, you think I was going to my grave.
Eddie, shall we tell him?
Yeah, but be diplomatic. To break it kind of gently.
Oh, I'll be very gentle. The Arch, there's something we've been wanting to tell you.
Yes, Finnegan?
You're about to croak off.
What?
That's right, Miss Arthur.
Don't be ridiculous, Eddie. It's going to be a long time before they bury me.
Maybe so, but for the next 3 days, don't lay down in your torpedo.
Wait a minute, what's all this talk about dying?
Miss Archie, we felt that we really ought to tell you.
Certainly, everybody in the neighborhood knows that you're going to die.
That's right, Archie, and you can't disappoint them.
Everybody in the neighborhood knows. How come I'm just finding out about it?
Well, you know the old saying, the corpse is always the last one to know.
Wait a minute. Hello? Oh. Waiter.
Who was that?
Cavendish, the undertaker.
What do you want?
Measurements. Miss Duffy, are these guys on a level with this talk about me dying?
Sorry, Archie, but it's true.
Well, how long did they give me?
Well, the smart money says 3 days.
3 days? Oh, no, it can't be.
You went for that physical checkup, didn't you?
Well, sure.
What did the doctor say?
Well, not much. I spoke to him on the phone. He said I should get peace and rest. Hey, wait a minute. Did he say peace and rest or rest and peace? There's another thing. No wonder he was in such a hurry to get his money. Hey, this is terrible. The doctor must have told everybody but me.
He probably won't spare your feelings.
Well, how long did you say I got?
3 days.
3 days. Give me that phone.
Who are you going to call?
Peaches Latour, the striptease. I'm going to make a date for Saturday night.
A date with Peaches? Your last night on Earth?
Eddie, you leave the world the way you want, and I'll leave the way I want. Hello, Peaches. Archie, what are you doing Saturday night? Well, I thought maybe you and me could go and have dinner and a movie and maybe later on catch me funeral. Oh, haven't you heard? But, darling, the word is all over town. I'm dying by Saturday. Huh? So what about the date? You'd rather make it Sunday. Well, look, I'll try, but if I don't seem very affectionate, I hope you'll understand. Okay, Peaches, if I don't see you in the meantime, maybe I'll see you up in the great beyond on that little runway in the sky. Okay, Peaches. Poor kid, she's sure gonna miss me. Look, hold on to me arm, will you, Finnegan?
What's the matter, Ross?
Well, this pain, it's getting a lot worse.
What pain?
This disease of mine.
What kind of a disease is it, Doc? Do you know?
Well, it's called a hypo something or other. As I understand it, it's a rare disease not even known to man. In fact, the only time you ever run across it is in crossword puzzles.
I see. Nobody knows what it is, huh?
Nope. For years, the Rockefeller Foundation has been working day and night trying to perfect it there. But they're still wandering in the dark.
But, Arch, you study chemistry. Don't you even know what it is?
Well, I have my personal theory. You see, the way I figure it is, the blood, or as us chemists call it, the H2O... is composed of two parts, you see. First, there's the red corpuscles.
Yeah.
And then there's the white corpuscles, you see. Now, as we all know, these red corpuscles are rather prone to chase after the white corpuscles.
Why?
Well, it's like the birds and the bees.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, all this horsing around tends to start an internal combustion in the bloodstream. Well, when this bloodstream reaches high tide, it overflows into the alimentary canal. Once this happens, you're in trouble. Especially if it catches you between the fibula and the tibia.
Ain't there no cure for it?
Nope, I'm the first case to die from it. But it makes me feel that I haven't lived in vain, you know? At least I've been a guinea pig for humanity. Who knows? Someday people might scratch their tibias and say, "Holy cat, I got the Archie Fox."
Hey, Arch, you're shaking.
Yeah, I guess I am. Well, it looks like this is it. Guess I'm a little ahead of schedule. I wonder what I ought to do in these last few moments.
Well, Arch, your funeral is liable to be very fatiguing. Why don't you lay down and take a nap?
Well, Finnegan, these last minutes, I want to be with me friends. Matty, the fiddle, please. Lay me down here, boys. Come on, gang. Form a circle. Gang, it ain't often that a man dies, but this is one of those sad occasions. And I want you to know that I'm going to miss you. Finnegan, old pal?
Yeah.
Soon we'll be far apart. I'll be dead and you'll be... Well, I guess we won't be too far.
Please don't go.
I have to, Finnegan. I've been called.
We've been good friends for a long time, right?
Right, Clifton?
Would you do me a favor?
Certainly, old pal.
Well, I'd like your permission to... Well, could I...
Get to the point, old man. Could you what?
Arch, could I have you stuffed?
Finnegan, I'm sorry, old man, but I'd rather you remembered me just the way I am. Okay, I guess there's nothing left to be said. So I'd like to take this opportunity to bow out.
Miss Duffy, quick! Get down to the corner and see if you can get Dr. Carter.
Okay.
Boys, I'm afraid this is goodbye.
Bye, Arch.
Bye, Finnegan.
Goodbye, Miss Archer.
Bye, Eddie. Well, I guess this is it.
Poor Arch. He's gone.
Oh, by the way, I think it'd be nice if, before I go, somebody would say a few kind words over me remains.
Well, I'll take a stab at it, Arch.
Thanks, Finnegan.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Billy Beloved, on this sad occasion, I want you to know,
Finnegan, I ain't got much time.
Oh, don't be in such a rush. On this occasion, I would like to drink a toast.
Thank you, Clifton.
To us. Here's mud in your eyes.
What?
Sorry,
Well, all right, I understand. Well, boys, I'm getting weak about a moment. Better gather in a little closer. I want to save me breath for the death rattle. Well, so long, gang. Hello. Look, Duffy, don't bother me. I'm busy dying.
Well, goodbye, gang.
Hold it, Arch. Here comes Miss Duffy with the doctor.
Now, what is all this about? Where is the patient? Oh. Say, he is dead.
No, I'm finished. That's the corpse over there.
Let me feel his pulse.
It's too late, Doc. I ain't got no pulse left.
Just a minute. Exactly what I thought. Archie, there's only one thing wrong with you.
What is it, Doctor?
You don't pay your bills.
You mean I'm alive?
Of course. Not a thing in the world wrong with you.
Finnegan, Eddie, did you hear that? I'm alive.
Now, Archie, about my bill.
Yeah?
As I told you, I'm going to give you exactly 3 days to pay it.
3 days to pay the bill? So that's what you were talking about on the telephone.
I don't know what you're talking about, quiet, Miss Duffy. Look, Doc. Stop worrying. I got the dough. Here.
Archie, that's the money we put up for the funeral.
Yeah, if you ain't gonna die, at least give us our dough back.
That's not a trick.
Now, just a minute, gang. Before you get mad, I wish you'd listen to the old philosopher. You know, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And you'll find that in giving, you yourselves have begat. In other words, do unto others, and you'll find the road to happiness.
Drop dead.
The quickest way to discover something better is to try it. That's why I want you to try Benex Brushless Shave Cream. Benex is the new wonder shave with a sensational beard softening formula that has brought better shaving to thousands of men.
Benex Brushless leaves your face feeling extra smooth and comfortable.
And Benex doesn't clog your razor or drain either.
But don't take our word for it. Just try Benex yourself. Get a tube at your nearest drug counter.
Or we'll send you a trial tube free. Write your name and address on a postcard and mail to Benex, B-E-N-E-X, Box 433, New York 46, New York.
Remember, buy Benex Brushless. Or try it free by writing Benex, Box 433, New York 46. Hurry. Offer limited.
Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again at the same time next Wednesday. Duffy's Tavern is brought to you by Vitalis for well-groomed hair and Touche, the hand lotion with a beforehand extra. Each Wednesday, Bristol Myers brings you Duffy's Tavern and Mr. District Attorney, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.